opening topic is the topic of Chatzi Shir for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's about as major a Shas Sugya as you can get. And our plan here is actually to alternate, at Rabbi Chalap's suggestion, to alternate between topics that are general to Shas as a whole and topics that are specifically Shabbos-oriented topics to supplement the limit of the Masechta. So this topic is one that applies to all of Shas and also has special Shabbos relevance and also has a special Yom Kippur relevance. And so since it's a few days before Yom Kippur, it's kedai to pay attention to that. And also has Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos relevance. So since it's Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos, so for those four reasons, so that's why this one is the opening topic. So on that note, just to, in a very brief sense, give a little bit of an overview of some of the key points of this sugya, that really one could talk about this for a very, very long time. We will not do that. We'll just try to hit some of the major topics, discuss some of the major sources, some of the key chakiras that are raised, and try to get a little bit of an overview about that. And again, if anyone didn't take, so there are sheets over here if anyone would like to see some of the key sources more directly. Okay, so Bekitza, the Gemara tells us in the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma, Gemara actually tells us a little bit later, and this is something that we're aware of in general, is that when the Torah talks about eating something, whether it's a prohibition of eating something or whether it's a mitzvah to eat something, so eating is normally defined by the Torah as a kezias. That's what the Gemara says, that kol och shuri ochlin bekezias, that all achila is represented by kezias, with the exception, the Gemara says, an exception of Tumas Ochlin and of Yom Kippur, actually. Yom Kippur, the shir is really larger than a kezias, as we call a kosevis. But for the most part, if the Torah says there is either a mitzvah or an isser related to eating, it's talking about a kezias. So if there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, so we're talking about a kezias. If there's an isser to eat chametz on Pesach, then we're talking about a kezias. An isser to eat chalev, to eat treifis, to eat nevelis, all of that is a kezias. So the question then comes up, so what would happen if I wanted to eat something less than a kezias? Let's say I have a little piece of pork. It's not a whole kezias, right? So this Indian of kezias is telling me that I need to have a kezias in order to be chayav malchus. If I violate the avera of eating pork, so I'm chayav malchus. So apparently I have to eat a kezias in order to make that cut. So what does that mean to the question of somebody who wants to have less? Let's say I have a little bit of Hershey's Kiss made out of pork. So if I want to have that, so what's the status? Is that mutter? So everyone agrees that that's not mutter, that's prohibited. The question is just how wasser is it? This is a machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan that appears in the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma, Zayin Gimel Amud Beis and Zayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And there we find that Reish Lakish was of the opinion that this is an Issa D'Rabbanan, that Min HaTorah, apparently it's only usser from a kezias and up, and to have less than a kezias only violates the rabbinical prohibition. While Rabbi Yochanan, who seems to be the dominant opinion in Rishonim and in Poskim, Rabbi Yochanan's view definitely seems to have carried the day, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, to eat less than a shear of whatever it is may not carry an onesh, but is prohibited min ha-Torah. That's so according to Reish Lakish, it's prohibited mid-Rabbanan to have this Hershey's Kiss made out of pork, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who seems to paskin like, it's prohibited min ha-Torah. And why is it prohibited min ha-Torah? So the Gemara gives us really two possibilities as to what the source is. One is a pasuk, and one is a svar. The pasuk appears in Parshas Tzav, and the Gemara points to the pasuk of kol chalev, that in the context of the prohibition of forbidden fats, so the word kol is used, all of it, as if to suggest that every part of the chalev, not only when you get a kezias, but even any little bit of the chalev, is included within the prohibition. So we might see from that pasuk that not only is something prohibited once it hits that critical mass of a kezias, or whatever the relevant shear may be, but even less than that, every part of it is a part of the prohibition. That's the pasuk the Gemara suggests. The Gemara also suggests a svara. And the svara, I'm going to be deliberately vague in translating it, because just how to translate it, as we'll see, is a topic of major discussion. But for now, I'll translate it vaguely. The phrase is, kevan dechazi l'itztrufe isura ko'achel. So just very vaguely, that means that since more of this substance will be something that's definitely prohibited and punishable. So therefore, it's prohibited now. Even less than the shear is also prohibited. And what exactly that means, we'll discuss. So basically, what do we see? That even though you only get an onesh for doing an avera involving eating if it's more than a kezias, less than a kezias is still prohibited, whether it's prohibited midrabanan like Reish Lakish, or it's prohibited min haTorah like Rabbi Yochanan. And the reason it will be prohibited min haTorah is either because of the svar of Chazal it's Terufei, or because of the pasuk of Kol Chelev. Now there are a number of suggestions in Achronim how to explain the machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We won't go through all of them, or even a half of them, just to touch on one or two. Again, this is a kind of a survey approach. Some suggest that this goes to the larger question of whether Yisurei Torah in general are Yisurei Torah or Yisurei Chefza. That basically, when the Torah says, don't eat treifus, so does that mean that the treifus are inherently prohibited? Or does that mean that there's an Isser on the individual to consume the treifus? But the treifus themselves are neutral. Now, it's very possible that there's no one answer to this question, that every Yisr has its own definition. But some have looked at this as a general Kala Torah Kula type question, that all the Yisrim in the Torah are either Yisrim on the individual or on the object, and therefore, since the object is forbidden, so the individual can't eat it. So some suggest that that's what's going on here, that Reish Lakish believes that the Yisrei Torah are all defined by the Gavra, it's all an Yisr on the person. So therefore, since Achila apparently means the Kezayis, so therefore, anything less than that is nothing. So min haTorah, it's completely nothing, because it's not achila. And therefore, it can only be prohibited on a level midrabanan. While perhaps Rabbi Yochanan believes that the Yisurei Torah are, for the most part, Yisurei Chafza. And therefore, when I'm dealing with a piece of treifus, so it's inherently prohibited. And even if what I'm doing doesn't constitute achila, because it hasn't made the requirements, it's not a whole kezias, nonetheless, I'm still dealing with something that's inherently usser, and that's why there's an isser involved. So that's the that's one possible suggestion among many. I'll mention one other. That some suggest this is relevant to a dispute that appears between the Re'eim and the Mishnah Melech. That we've just stated that the Torah, when the Torah talks about achila, it means by definition a kezias and up. So the Re'eim suggests that min haTorah that's actually not true. Or maybe it's only true on the level of Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or level of Midrabanan, but the Minat Torah itself, so Achila is Kol Shehu, anything is Achila. And the Shir came later to define it as a Kezayis. So therefore, again, according to Reish Lakish, so less than, if you assume, Reish Lakish apparently assuming like the Mishnah Melech, that the definition of Achila Minat Torah is a Kezayis, and therefore less than that is really nothing. While Rabbi Yochanan is assuming that really min haTorah, achila is anything, even any little bit, and the shear only comes later, and therefore, even if I'm not punished for less than a shear, I'm still doing something that, on a biblical level, has a problem.
So
then when the question
is, do I not
hear with the shear? Chazar, but even if Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, it still means that by itself, the Isser could have been nothing. The Isser could have been almost nothing. It could have been just about anything.
Can it be that less than a shear is not considered a part of the chafsa?
It's harder to say in most cases.
It's
clearly a part of the chafsa by definition. Maybe I consider the whole chafsa.
The chafsa is in itself an open shivas, and you can't say it's really anything at all.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that chashivas concept. We'll come back to that. Okay, so just to begin with, so what do we see? So we see that we have this prohibition of eating something even when it's not at the stage where it's punishable, even when it's less than kezias for the most part. So the question is, there's a number of questions, we'll discuss them, but one question that's kind of a side question, we'll just mention it briefly before moving on. So a number of later Achronim also raised the question, so what about the flip side? What if we're talking about a positive mitzvah? So do we also say that there is a concept of chatzis shir? For example, so let's say we're talking about matzah. So apparently there is a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis. And if the Torah says you have to eat matzah, that means a kezayis. So the question would become, what if I don't have a kezayis? So what if I eat less than a kezayis? Do we say that's garnished? Or do we say no, that just as we see that when it comes to a prohibition, I have to eat a kazayas to get punished, but less than a kazayas is still bad. So do we also say the flip side, that to fulfill a mitzvah, I have to eat a kazayas, but less than a kazayas is still good? So this is a major debate among achronim, mostly among later achronim. There's tshuvas about this in the Pri Yitzchak, and the Avnei Nezer, and the Devei Chaim. A number of achronim get involved in the tumulting about this. Do we say that if you have less than a kazayas of matzah, for example, is that worthless because it's not a kazayas, it's like you did nothing? Or no, it's not nothing, it's still a positive action. It doesn't make the cut, but it's still the same way less than a kazayas is bad. Less than a kazayas of Yisr is bad, so less than a kazayas of mitzvah is still good. And then, the question will be, for example, if you have one piece of matzah and it's only a kazayas and there are two people, so there it seems clear that one person should get it, should eat it and get the whole mitzvah, rather than break it up into two possibly nothings. But does the question even get off the ground? Is there even anything to talk about to say we should split it, at least we'll both get something? So that's part of this question. Is there any value at all to less than a kazayas? On the negative side, there are some who raise the possibility that to do a mitzvah in an incomplete manner may perhaps violate Baal Tigra. So maybe it's even worse than nothing. Maybe it's Nesa Baal Tigra. That's a discussion you find in a minority of the sources. All right, in any case, but putting that aside and moving to the Isser, which is the much larger part of the discussion, so when we talk about a prohibition of Chatzi Shir, so there are at least two major questions that the Achronim clear about this Isser. So we'll discuss the first one first. So one question the Achronim want to know is, when we say the Torah prohibits you from eating a Chatzi Shir, so what does that mean? Does that mean that if I have a little piece of pork, less than a kazayas of pork, that the isser of eating pork applies to this as well? Or do we say, no, the isser of eating pork only applies when I eat it, the kazayas? So less than that is not part of this isser, because the isser only starts from a kazayas and up. It's something else. It's a general concept, a general shas issue, general Torah issue of chatzi shir. But it's not called eating treifas. If I eat a chatzi shir of pork, it's not called the prohibition of pork. That's called the prohibition of chatzi shir. Whole different idea. So who cares? Who cares what we call it? So it makes difference for a number of things. So some of them are placed on the sheet here if you want to take a look. So first of all, some suggest that before we get to the differences, some suggest this may be related to the question of what's really the key source. We saw that the Gemara gave us two possible sources, either a svar of Chazil Strufe or a pasuk of Kol Chelev. And some suggest that that might be behind this discussion, that if you believe that the Isser is motivated by Chazil Strufe, so whatever that phrase means, it has something to do with a relationship between the smaller quantity and the Isser. Right? The fact that the Kazayas and up is Aser and punishable, Aser is this part also. So therefore, that would seem to suggest that the properties of the larger Isser, such as Trefus or whatever it is, are still present even in this Chatzi Shir. While if we use a Pasuk of Kol Chelev, so then that might suggest that we now have a new Isser learned out of that Pasuk. It's not the Isser of Trefus, of Truma, of Tevel, of Chameit. It's a new concept, the concept of Chatzi Shir, which is not subject to the rules and regulations of the specific Isser that we're talking about. And it happens to be this question of what is the key source, if you see on the sheets, this is a dispute among the Rishonim, the Taish, the Rishonim, and Yuma, believes that the real Isser comes from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, while the Ran in Mesechet Shvuos, in Daf Chav Gimel, which appears in Daf Tesamar Aleph, and Daf Be'erif, believes that the Isser is primarily the Svar. The Pasuk is more of an Asmachta. So again, so what practical difference does it make? So, I'm sorry? It could be related, yeah. Yeah, it is related. That seems to imply that the Isser, we'll have to clarify what that means, but it seems to imply that in some way the Isser is connected to the larger Isser, whatever it is. So that might suggest that the properties of the larger Isser are transferred here as well. So again, what difference does it mean practically? So it can make a difference in a number of cases. For example, sometimes you'll have an individual Isser that will have its own rules that are different than the rules of Kol Torah Kulo. For example, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, which is also in the sheet here, that Kiloy HaKerem are prohibited even Shelo Kederach HaNasan. And normally an Isser Hana is only prohibited when you do it in a normal way, when you get Hana from a normal way. But this is an exception to the rule. So the question is, let's say I have a Chatzi Shir of Kiloy HaKerem. So that's prohibited also. But is it prohibited because of Kiloy HaKerem? In which case it will follow their rules and it will be Asur Bahana, even if it's Lo Kederach HaNasan. Or do we say, no, it's a Chatzi Shir, and Chatzi Shir is not subject to the exception rules of Kiloy HaKerem, and therefore if it's not Kederach HaNasan, it would be Mutter. Hi. So you're saying Chatzi Shir is Pater from Malkus anyway. Right, but I think that's referring to the fact that we're looking at it because it's Asur, even in that context. So therefore, when you have something that's less than the shear, is not going to get malchus, but the fact that it's Asur, will that still be transferred? It can make a difference for a number of other points. For example, so let's say if I have a number of different chatzi shears. I have a little Hershey Kiss made out of pork, a little one made out of truma, a little one made out of tevel, a little one made out of chaylev, and I have them all together. So naniach, there's no malchus for this because all of them are exempt from Onshin. But Chazal sometimes do give Malkus, called Malkus Mardis. So the question is, how many different Averis are they punishing here? Are they giving you one set for the Yisra Chatzik Shir, which I just did in five little bites? Or was there Truma and Tevel and Vasa Bachalov and Nevelus and Trefus and whatever it is? Do we view this as separate Yisurim, that they're maintaining their character even when it's less than a Kazayas? Or no, the less than a Kazayas is not really connected to any of the larger Yisurim. It's a new umbrella heading of Chatzi Shir. It all gets lumped together in one heading. Sorry? But that's really the question we want to know. Is it a
thing?
I think that basically boils down to the same thing. You know, the question is, do we view each one as having some property that's attached to its original Isser, or do we view that name as being totally submerged within the Chatzi Shir heading? I think it's the same thing. So another area which just comes up, let's try to move more quickly. So another area which just comes up, there is a Ramban in the Taras Adam, which is also on the sheet over here, and which brings us into Yom Kippur a little bit. So, the question that the Ramban raises, you see 2 days in the Ramban about this. So we have a din of Machil Noso Akal Akal Tchilu. And if somebody is sick on Yom Kippur, and he needs to eat, so if he's going to eat, so the Mishnah says that just because he has to eat doesn't mean that he should say, well, I have to eat on Yom Kippur, so I might as well go to McDonald's. This is my opportunity. I'll go and I'll get the cheeseburger. Because since all food is asur anyway, so what's the difference? I'll eat the cheeseburger now since I am eating beheter for pikuach nefesh. So let me eat something that's nevelos and shreifus. So the Mishnah says not that way, that even within this category, so machinos akal akal tchila, that we still grade things based on how serious the isur is, and we try to first use the more lenient prohibitions. First, see if you can get away with just eating an isur asay. And if that doesn't work, then see if you can get away with an Isser Lav, and then an Isser Malkus, and then an Isser Misa, and then an Isser Karis. But first try to do the less severe Isserim. So the question becomes, what if you only have to have less than a Kazayas? If the food is less than a Kazayas anyway, so it's only us because of Chatzi Shir, so does the food that's less than a kezayis maintain the qualities of the original Isser? In other words, is there? We know there's a difference between chaylev, which is an Isser Karis, and truma, which is an Isser Misa. But if I have less than a kezayis of each of those, is there still that distinction? Do we say, well, one's an Isser Misa and one's an Isser Karis, so the Isser Misa comes first? Or do we say, no, they're both Chatzi Shir, and therefore, when we're dealing with less than a Shir, so there's no distinction to be made. And this goes back to the same question. Are the original properties still there? Or is Chatzi Shir a new Isser which has its own rules and its own definitions? And to continue on the Yom Kippur theme, so this is something that really goes to the whole question of why Chatzi Shir is even relevant to Yom Kippur. The Tosfos Yom Kippurim asks why it is that out of the whole Shas, so the Talmud decided to teach us about Chatzi Shir in the context of Yom Kippur. That's a question you could ask Stam. But it's especially surprising when you consider the fact that really Yom Kippur may not really make sense with Chatzi Shir. Because, as we discussed, so Chatzi Shir is not a Kazayis. I'm sorry, Yom Kippur, the Shir is not a Kazayis, the Shir is a Kosevis, the larger Shir. Why is it a larger Shir? Because Yom Kippur, as paradoxical as it sounds, there's no Isra Achil on Yom Kippur. The Torah didn't tell you not to eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah told you to be ma'ane yourself. You have to afflict yourself. So as long as you're still hungry, so you're afflicted. And the Shir tells us that if you only have a kazayis, if you have less than a kosevis, so you're still miserable, you're still hungry. And it's only once you have a kosevis that the edge is taken off of your inui, and you're no longer hungry. So I would have thought that it's not like every other Isser when we're talking about Achila by definition. Here we're talking about being satisfied. And if I have less than a certain amount, I'm not satisfied. So I would think that once you're less than what we're talking about, there's no concept, there's no Isser at all. I haven't at all violated Yom Kippur until I get to that point where I've started to be satisfied. So I would have thought that logically speaking, the concept of Chatzi Shir shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. Some Achronim suggest you'd be right. You'd be right were it the case that Chatzi Shir maintains the properties of the original Isser. That if less than a Shir was still an Isser Yom Kippur, so you're right, as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, it doesn't make sense. But the Chiddush of Kol Chelev, the Chiddush of Chatzi Shir, is to tell you that whenever there's an Isser that involves eating, whether we won't call it Isser Achilev, an Isser that involves eating, so then even less than the Shir is also prohibited. And we don't worry about whether or not it makes sense within the individual Isser. And therefore, the fact that it may not stem with the logic of Yom Kippur isn't going to bother us because Chatzi Shir plays by its own rules. Just to continue on Yom Kippur for a few minutes, so there are a few other ramifications of Chatzi Shir on the Yom Kippur situation. Sorry, Alan?
Is it clear that Yom Kippur is about not being satisfied, not about eating?
The Gemara says that. Yeah, well, that not being satisfied is anyway. Right. That's yeah. Yishuv Hadas, the Gemara calls it, an Aramaic Yituve Daita.
That less that you wouldn't have like a lesser level Yishuv Hadas.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So, just to mention some other connections between Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur. So there is also a little bit of a mysterious comment in Maseches Krisus you should be aware of. It's also here on the sheet. Krisus and Afin Chesam and Beis. Where the Gemara seems to suggest the Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and a Chatzi Shir. That if you do half an Aver before Yom Kippur and half an Aver on Yom Kippur, so after Yom Kippur, so they can still join together, even though you might think that Yom Kippur canceled out your first half, the Aver, Yom Kippur was Mechaper, so therefore after Yom Kippur you don't have that Aver left anymore. So the Gemara has this mysterious phrase that maybe it's one suggestion the Gemara, Al-Palga the Shir or Lo Mechaper, and on a half a Shir, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. So that's a big question what that means. A lot of theories in the Achronim. Some suggest that the Isser doesn't have a full name until it's finished, even though it's prohibited to do less than a Shir. But if you don't actually finish it, so it doesn't have the shame of the Isser. And Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on these floating prohibitions. Yom Kippur is Mechaper on real Averis. So you have to have a real finished Averis in order for it to be Mechaper. So that's a question what exactly that means.
Meaning that you don't really have a crime. Even if somebody else did it.
Well, in theory, but the Gemara basically what this has to mean is that you don't really have a crime that's in play until it's finished. You're not allowed to do part of the crime, but once you do, then everything that you did becomes part of it. So stuff you did before Yom Kippur now can join in with what you finished now, even though it wasn't enough of an Aveir for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper itself. It's a little bit of a hard concept to understand, even after you read some of the explanations. It's the number of suggestions, just a brief introduction to that point. But just to mention one that's especially relevant this year. So there is a kasha that Achronim ask, which is not Negei Lamaisa, because it's based on Rish Lakish Shita, which we don't paskin like. But the Tzemach Tzedek asked, the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Gaoni Hashas quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek the following kasha, that if we assume like Rish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir is also Midrabanan. So then a number of Rishonim believe that eating a Kazayas on Shabbos is a mitzvah min HaTorah. So the question is, when you have a situation where Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, like this year, so we fast on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. But the question is, maybe according to Rish Lakish, maybe you shouldn't. Because maybe what you should do is, you should make Kiddush, eat a Kizayis, and that way you'll fulfill your responsibility towards Shabbos. But as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, it'll only be a Chatzi Shir, because it's less than a Kosevis. So, therefore, why don't we have this Eitzah, so that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you should make Kiddush and have exactly a Kizayis of a meal. So this is something that a number of Rechonim discussed at length. Perhaps the most popular Mahalach is something that Rabbi Warman has and others have, that the Gemara has an expression in the Masechta Sukkah on Daf Zayin that what qualifies as a Mechitza on Sukkos is smaller than what qualifies on Shabbos. But nonetheless, during the week of Sukkos, it counts for the purposes of Shabbos as well. Where it has the expression migo to have dofin and in sukkah have dofin in Shabbos. Since we're defining it halachically as a wall for purposes of sukkahs, we're maintaining that definition in Hilchah Shabbos, even though it wouldn't normally make the cut. So too here, if you're going to tell me that this is going to be considered a meal for Shabbos, we want to be machshiv it halachically, so that same concept is going to have to carry it through for Yom Kippur also, and you can't say that it's meaningless as far as Yom Kippur. Stama Kazayish by itself wouldn't have been a shir. But if that's your Suda Shabbos, to say that that's not considered eating on Yom Kippur, that's too much for us. That's how some suggest. Yeah, that basically the fact that you want this to be a meal for Shabbos gives it a new status. That by itself it wouldn't have made it. But if you're going to tell me halachically you want this to count, so then you can't have it the same action count for something and not count for something else. There are a lot of other indications that's true. Right? If we had more time, we'd go into more rayas. But right, but that basically you have the ability to machshir something through one action. All right, anyway, so just to mention a couple of other more general points.
You're saying that Shabbos is Alpiva and Yom Kippur is Inui.
Right, so that's why dealing with each one by itself, we have different rules. But when they're one action combined towards the two, so to say it counts for this but doesn't count for that, there are a lot of indications in Shas.
The action by Yom Kippur is Alpiva.
Right, that even though it's by itself, it's defined by a larger shear because it's coming from a different place. But when you to do one at the same time and for it to count... Yeah. For this and not to count for that, there are a lot of indications that we don't say that. Okay, in any case, back to some larger, a bit more general issues outside of Yom Kippur. So there are two important Rambams in Hilchos Shavuos that are relevant to discuss. On the one hand, these are both on the sheet, the Rambam in Shavuos, the Parakei, Halacha Zayim, so takes part in the Machlokas Rishonim concerning the following question. We normally assume that Shavuos, when a person takes an oath, takes a shvuah, so a shvuah doesn't apply on Divrei Torah. So if I take a shvuah either to affirm or to deny a mitzvah in a Torah, so the shvuah doesn't kick in. So I take a shvuah that I'm going to eat treifis, the shvuah doesn't kick in. If I take a shvuah I'm not going to eat treifis, the shvuah doesn't kick in. So the question is, what do we say if we're talking about a chatzi shir? If a person says, I'm not going to eat a Hershey's Kiss made out of pork, so one would have thought that the Shavuah should not take place, because if you're telling me Chatzi Shir is also min haTorah, so therefore prohibitions min haTorah aren't subject to Shavuos, so the Chatzi Shir shouldn't be subject to a Shavuah, just like the whole Shir is. However, the Rambam and a number of others disagree with this. The Rambam and Tosfos and Shavuos on the second page seem to maintain that a Shavuah is Chal on a Chatzi Shir, against the opinion of the Rashban is Chuvis, which is here also, and the Rashban Chidushim to Shavuos. The Rashban maintains that a Shavuah is not Chal on a Chatzi Shir, because prohibited min haTorah. But the Rambam and Tosfos say no, that it is Chal on a Chatzi Shir. And the way that Chronim explained, the way Tosfos himself seems to spell out a little bit, is that even though there's a prohibition min haTorah to have the Chatzi Shir, but it's a general prohibition, it's not a specific issur in the Torah. And when we say that Shavuos aren't chal on mitzvahs, that means specific mitzvahs that are spelled out. But even if something is min haTorah, if it's not spelled out in Chumash, so then Shavuos are chal in those situations. While other Rishon who say that the Shavuah is not chal may maintain that this Chatzi Shir of pork is an Isser of pork, and therefore it is explicit in the Torah. And even though it's less than a Kazayas, it's still covered by the Isser that we have spelled out in the Torah. That's one of the issues in Hilchos Shavuos. The other issue that Rambam has in Hilchos Shavuos, this is another Rambam, and also on the sheet in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph. So there, the Rambam says that if I take a Shavuah Let's say a person takes a shvuah not to eat the asparagus. So if a person eats a kezayis of asparagus, so he's going to get malchus. But what if he wants to eat less than a kezayis of asparagus? So the Rambam says you don't get malchus. And the implication seems to be that it's usur, but you don't get malchus. So why should it be usur? That's the position of the Ran. The Ran, as they came to call the Ran in Shavuos, that it's not usur. That when we say chatzi shir is usur, that's when the Torah makes a prohibition. But if you're defining the prohibition, so you call the shots. This asparagus is only usur because you said it is. So you said you're not going to eat it. Eating means a kezayis. Means you said you're not going to have a kezayis or more of asparagus. If you're going to have less than a kezayis, so that's not eating. So you didn't prohibit that on yourself. So why should that be usur? So some suggest that, again, this is the same word. The Rambam believes that chatzishir is a general isur that kicks in whenever something is prohibited. So the fact that it doesn't make sense here, we don't care about. Because it's not a function of the individual isur. It's a function of the fact that any time something's prohibited, so the Torah also prohibits the chatzishir. Masha'ein came, the Ran will say that the chatzishir is also as a function of the independent isur. And when it comes to a shavuah, so there isn't anything inherently wrong with this object. It's only your decision not to eat it. So therefore, you said you're not going to eat it. That means the kezayis it up. And less than that is not it's just not relevant. Hi?
Yeah, you understand, like we said earlier, that the idea that there's a, what's it called, that really is a general iser. As we call chilus, so maybe it should only apply to things that the Torah recognizes as iser. But if you create an iser on your own,
right, so that you could say even within the first four, maybe you can make the distinction. It's possible. The Shach suggests, it's also on the sheet here, the Shach suggests the distinction that even though, ladies want to say, even if you want to say that, like the Rambam, that there's an Isser that kicks in even less than a Shir, that's when you say it's Dam. You say, I'm not going to eat asparagus, so we know that eating means a Kezayis, so the Malchus only comes after you have a Kezayis, but less than a Kezayis is still us. But if someone says, I'm not going to eat a kezayis of asparagus, he spells out kezayis, so then less than that would be patur from shul. And not wearing a mask, but still, but if eating means kezayis, so when you say eating, it's different saying kezayis. So he says, no, that's what I'm suggesting, that when he says you spell out kezayis, that's as if you're spelling out and not less than a kezayis. But when you don't spell it out, you say eating, so eating means a kezayis, but it doesn't mean to exclude less than that from any part of the concept. When you say a kezayis in your words, then you're explicitly excluding less than a kezayis. That's how some suggest in the Shach. Okay, another Rambam that got the whole world talking, and which will segue us into our second Chakira, is in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. If you see there in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, so the Rambam has a statement that got everyone upset. The Rambam says that it's also Chametz on Pesach. That's not the part that's so surprising. The part that was so surprising is that he said it's also to have even a little bit, even kosher, even less than a shir. You only get karis if you have a kezayis, but even less than a kezayis is also prohibited. Alright, again, still not so surprising. We know it's chatzi shir. What's so surprising? The fact is the Rambam brought his own pasuk with. He wasn't happy with the pasukim that there, as far as the Gemara gave us. He brought his own pasuk because it says, lo yeyochel. And that's, again, this is on the sheet, Chametz U'Matzah Aleph Zayim. So Acharonim will say, why does he need another pasuk? Why is he not satisfied with normal din chatzi shir? Why does he need this? This is some of the Kesef Mishnah raised. The Kesef Mishnah also has another kasha, which we won't spend so much time on, but the whole word is that Achila is defined by a kezayis. So to bring a pasuk that uses the word Achila to tell us that it's even less than a kezayis, that's also a strange choice. Although the fact that the Rambam is probably focusing on the passive sense as opposed to the active sense, saying that it shall not be eaten means any part of it has a problem, not only on the one eating. But that Kashi won't spend so much time on. But just the question of why did he not use one of the existing sources, either the Svara or the Pasuk. So everyone has a million answers about this. The Malnach is quoted, the Mishnah Melech quotes the Malnach, a very surprising answer, which we'll come back to. We suggest there that the reason is because chametz is only temporarily asr. So you might think that the isr of chatzishir only applies by things that are always asr. But by something that's only temporarily asr, maybe there's no isr of chatzishir. And the glaring question against that position would be Yom Kippur. The whole source is in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's everything is mutter normally. So we'll have to talk about that. But the number of other theories in Achronim, there are dozens of theories. I'm only going to mention a few that are key to key points. So, first of all, some suggest that this is what we've been discussing. That the Rambam, as we saw from the previous two Rambams, so the Rambam apparently holds that a Chatzishir normally is a general Isser. It doesn't have the qualities of the Isser we're talking about. So maybe when it comes to Chametz, he wants to tell you it's different. That Chametz, Kol Shu of Chametz, is included with the Isser Chametz. And will have the principles of Chametz. And the Chatzishir of Treifus will not have the principles of Treifus, according to the Rambam. Will not have the Chatzishir of Truma, will not have the principles of Truma. But Chatzishir of Chametz is called Chametz because of the separate pasuk. That's how a number of Achronim suggest. Hi. Say it again. That, well, according,
that according to the Svar, we just said that the Chametz is Chatzishir has its own, and it can still consider Chametz while in the Veils and Trefus.
Yeah.
Is that tied back to the original? Like, can we develop when that?
Yeah.
When that's or not.
Right, so in general, that we saw from the Rambam seems to be landing on one side of that question, that it's a separate Isser, it doesn't have the qualities. So Chametz will be the exception. He brings another pasuk for Chametz to tell you that Chametz has the Isser alt itself as well. There are many, many other suggestions, again, just to mention a few that have particular interest. So the Menchas Chinuch suggests that the issue is that Chametz is special because Chametz is Asur even when it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. So you might think that, therefore, that makes it a chiddush. It has its own rules. And a chiddush, by definition, doesn't follow other rules. So once it breaks that rule, maybe it shouldn't have the rule of chatzishir either. Chatzishir is a general shas concept, so maybe it only applies to things that are normal and then follow normal rules. And chametz, we already saw, breaks the rules, because it's also even when it's nifsal me'achilas adam, so therefore, maybe chatzishir doesn't apply either. Another approach I'll also mention is because it's so different from what everyone assumes. So the Avnei Nezer suggests in the Tshuva, which is also partially quoted here, the Avnei Nezer suggests that maybe the Rambam believes, we've been assuming till now, like 99% of all people who ever spoke about the subject assume, that Chatzishir means, not literally a half shir, but it means anything less than a shir. So 98% of a shir, or 10% of a shir, whatever it is called Chatzishir. But the Rambam suggests, that the Avnei Nezer suggests that maybe the Rambam feels that Chatzishir is really only 50%. That anything less than 50% is not even prohibited from Chatzishir. And Chametz is the exception. So Chametz needs its own pasuk to tell you that Chametz is also even if it's 2% of a shir. While everything else that's prohibited from Chatzishir, it's only a really a 50% enough. So, hi. Well, the Gemara doesn't... Which sources? So, neither of those necessarily cause a problem. Let's assume Chazalit Strufe, for example. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein has an essay in which he suggests that he thinks what the Avnei Nezer means is that the idea of Chazalit Strufe means that we're talking about something that is an ingredient of the Isser. So, you have another, and it's an important ingredient. So, another thing of the same size will create the Isser. If you need more than this to create the Isser, more than what you have already, like it's only 40%, so you'll need 60%, which will be 1.5 times we have already, so then that this is not really anything significant. This is the smaller part of it. But if this is equal, that having an equal or lesser amount will create a whole Isser, so then this has some chashiva, says something that can combine to the Isser, and that's what Chazal Strufe means. That's what he suggests. I should emphasize again that the vast, vast majority of everyone does not assume like this. It assumes that Chatzishir means anything less than Isser. Yeah, right. That's Zilberstein was explaining the other day. Yeah, but yeah, but once you need more than what you have already, so this is basically batel. This is a minority. If it's a half, then it's significant.
It's only half.
No, right. That's what he's talking about. That explanation is within the Avinim. Right. In general, we don't seem to assume like that. Now, this segues into the other major chakira that's asked about Chatzishir, because it's used to answer this question as well. The other major question that the Achronim ask is, how do we define this term Chazal Strufe? As we indicated earlier, it's a little bit unclear how to define it. So there are at least two major schools of thought as to how to understand what's going on here. Some suggest that this is a basically it's a siag, right? And is discussed in different discussions discussed here in the past. It is possible that you can have an instrument at Torah that's a siag. So some say that really we're just afraid you're going to have a whole shir. And if you have a whole shir, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So to make sure you don't finish the whole shir, we tell you don't even have a little bit of a shir. But really, it's kind of a gezeirah min haTorah to make sure you don't finish the whole shir. But otherwise, you're right, that less than the kezayis would have been meaningless. But we're worried that you might come to finish the whole shir. The other school of thought, you could call the marijuana svar, because the idea is, so if you want to get arrested for marijuana, so you have to have a certain quantity, right? Whatever it is. So what does that mean? Does that mean if you have less than that, it's het gomer? Right? It's like the President of the United States could come out at a press conference and have a less than the shear of marijuana. So no, this is less than I can get arrested for. It's het gomer. So clearly he can't do that, right? Because the fact that a certain amount will get you arrested, what does that show you? It shows you that it's bad. And just we need a certain significant amount in order to be able to figure out what's going on and to make it quantifiable. But the whole thing is bad, we see from that. So maybe that's what that phrase means, that kevan de chaziu is trufe, that since if I have a kezayis of this, I'm going to get malchus, misa, karis, whatever. That shows you this is a bad thing. And even a little bit is still bad. It's not punishable yet, but it's still bad. So this has a number of nafkaminas, just try to discuss quickly. So one suggestion that people have is that this could maybe explain the Rambam. That why does the Rambam need a separate Isra for Chameit? Because the Isra Chatzishir wouldn't totally cover it. Because if you believe like this first possibility, the Chatzishir is a Siag, so then maybe we could assume, and it's questionable why everyone assumes this is the case. Maybe we would have thought they endorse the time of the Kra, and I don't have the right to make nafkaminas, but nonetheless, the number of Acharonim felt you could. So maybe I would have thought that the last minute of Pesach, when it's not shaykh to finish the whole shir, there's not enough time, so chametz would be mutter then. Chatzis shir chametz would be mutter, because I can't finish the whole shir. So therefore, I need a separate pasuk to come in and answer even that last minute. Now, that may sound far-fetched, but that answer was suggested by some of our biggest achronim, including the Shagas Aryeh, the Noda Behuda, the Rekiva Eger, and the Chasim Sofer. So, you know, like four bigger names one achronim you don't get. So four of the biggest achronim suggest this, and the Chasim Sofer actually has a drasha to explain what this is in his drashas. You could find he has a whole explanation that the idea is that the Rambam writes that shiurim are specifically a Jewish concept. The non-Jews don't have shiurim. And by Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Jews were holding at the lowest madrega, it's as if they were completely removed from Judaism. So as if they didn't have shiurim. So on Pesach night, we're supposed to remember like it was then, remember to chayav od maharis atzma like it was at that time. So just like we don't have shiurim then we should not have shiurim now, and chametz also even kol shu. It's a little bit ironic because Pesach night is the most shiurim focused time. So, but that's the way the Chasam Sofer writes in his drasha. And that's how no Rachonim assume that there's a siag idea, and therefore it wouldn't apply in this case. Sorry? Because of Chazlitz Trufe. We're working on the definition of Chazlitz Trufe. Because by the last day of Pesach, last minute of Pesach, you wouldn't have time to finish. So the siag wouldn't apply. So therefore the Pasuk comes and tells you this. There's a couple of other nafkaminas of this. Zam Nechemia Goldberg in the Shiurim that are printed on Moadim suggests that this may be relevant to the question of whether it applies by mitzvahs or not. But if you want to say that the fact that you get punished is an indication that it's bad, so you could say the flip side also. The fact that you get rewarded is an indication that it's good. But if you say it's all a siyag, so then it's not going to make sense on the positive side. The number of other nafkaminas is this question of shvuah that we mentioned before, of whether or not shvuah is chal on a chatzis shir. So the Meiri writes in shvuas that shvuah is chal on a chatzis shir, because in that case the chatzis shir is mutter, it's not asur min haTorah. Why? Because Chatzis Shir is only us because we're afraid you're going to finish the whole shir. But if I specify in my shvua that I'm talking about less than a shear, I say I'm not going to eat the half a gazayas of asparagus, so then the mela, I must not be at risk of eating the whole shear, else why would I take the shvua on a half a shear? So since there's no risk of eating the whole shear, so therefore the half shear is mutter, and therefore the shvua takes effect, and now the shvua works to make it usur. A couple of other questions. Sorry? Because we mentioned before as machlokas whether or not if you take a shvu on a chatzi shir, whether or not it's chal. And we would have thought that it shouldn't be chal because it's asur min haTorah. And we saw the Rambam says it is chal because even if it's asur min haTorah, it's not beferish, whatever that is. But the Meiri is telling you a different story here, that the reason it's chal is because it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's mutter because if you had to specify that you're only talking about a half shir, it must be that you're not at risk of having a whole shir. And if you're not at risk of having a whole shir, then it's mutter. Okay, a couple of other points to try to mention quickly because it's getting very late. So, first of all, there is a Chacham Tzvi. It's important to know about because it's very major in this opinion. So, and it brings in a couple of other issues. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Pei Vav, which is, I think, also on the sheet. So, the Chacham Tzvi, yeah. The Chacham Tzvi is discussing another interesting topic, the question of whether or not there is Chatzi Shir by Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzeh, a prohibition to have Chametz flying around your house. So, is that only Kazayis and up, or is it also even less than a Kazayis? And he mentions there are two svaras to say that it shouldn't be usur less than a kazayas, that we should not say chatzi shir by bal yira bal yimatzeh. So one rule he wants to set down is that there is only a concept of chatzi shir by isuri achila, that it has to be prohibited. It's only things that involve eating that you have this whole idea of tzirif, that those pras and all of that. And therefore, anything that's not about achila doesn't have chatzi shir. A very controversial topic, which we'll follow up on in a second. The other thing he mentions is that maybe chatzi shir is only usur because of achshavei, that it's only usur because you gave it chashivas by what you're doing, by your involvement in it. And when it comes to bayira, bayimatzeh, so you're not doing anything. It's only in your house. You didn't do anything to show that it's significant. So therefore, in this like that, it's not going to have any chashivas given to the chatzi shir. So first of all, the thing that the first point that he made, that it's only by achila, is a very debatable point. A number of achronim who questioned this very strongly. And this brings us into the question of Shabbos. So what about Malachas Shabbos? Do we have an issur of chatzi shir or not? So many points to the Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalet and Aleph, you probably all saw by now in the school year, that there the Gemara has the expression, "Luchim mutter la'ofos pachas pachas mikashir," is it mutter to bake less than a shear? And Rashi there explains that less than a shear is also matar, chatzi shear also matar. So the Rashi seems to be taking a stand that the concept of chatzi shear applies to Malacha Shabbos. There's a Rashbam in Baba Basra, it's here on the sheets also, seems to say less than a shear is mutter on Shabbos because it's not Malachas Machshavos. Also an interesting thing to be aware of. So this is a big question. Do we say that Chatzi Shir is Aser in Malacha Shabbos? Here's Rashi seems to say yes. The Ramban, the Ran, and Shabbos and Sinai Dalet seems to sound like it's an Issa Drabbanan. The Taurus Kohanim sounds like it is. Taurus Kohanim may be here. I remember. It's not here. Sorry, Taurus Kohanim, it sounds like it's darshaning from a Pasuk that there is an Isser Malacha Shabbos even less than a Shir. But the Chalkis Yoav Tain is in his Chuvis that this is only an Asmachta. Because there's Tosefta and Beit says Beferish not that way. It's a discussion. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in his Chuvas that he thinks that the Hachra Poskim is that it is Aser on Shabbos even less than a shir. Even though there's some who thought that it's Nisat Rabbanan or it's Mutter, but he thought that Rav Poskim would say it is Aser. But nonetheless, even if you assume that it is Aser, there is an important distinction to be made that a number of Achronim point out that there's a difference between, let's say, carrying something that's too small. It's less than a gregarious, that might be called the chatzi shir. But if you walk two amas carrying something, so that's not necessarily chatzi shir, that's chatzi mulacha. If the action itself is incomplete, it's not just that you're using an object that's too small, but you're doing an incomplete action, so then the incomplete action is not even anything. That's a chatzi mulacha, it's not a chatzi shir, and many achronim felt that that's garnished. The similar comment in the Meiri, the Rashi and the Av Gimel, the Meiri comments in that Rashi, which talks about an akiru, that a hanacha. And there the Rami, that seems to be, suggested seems to be that's nisa derabanan. But again, the point being that it's not even a complete action. It's not that it's a chatzi shir in the sense of an isser that's complete, being done with a less than full amount, but a malacha that's not even complete in of itself. There is an interesting point in the Mechas Chinuch. The Mechas Chinuch suggests that there is a famous kasha that some Sfarim talk about the Avos. That we're not clear whether the Avos were Jewish or not. The Mishnah Malach has drashas about this, or Svengel has drashas about this. And the question being that if the Avos weren't Jewish, so what did they do on Shabbos? So if you assume Shabbos, like the Gemara tells Shabbos is only for the Jews, so what did the Avos do? Did they keep Shabbos or not Shabbos? So some Achronim assume that not only do we have to figure out what they were, but that the Avos themselves were in a Safek, and that they themselves were pimpling about this and trying to figure out how to get out of the Safek. So the Michas Chinuch suggests that what they did was they wrote one letter. Since Kosev on Shabbos is writing two letters, so one letter is not the Shir for a Chol Shabbos. But if we assume that Shirim are only for Jews, then for a non-Jew it is, there's no Shir, it is Chol Shabbos. So they cover their bases either way. So if they're non-Jews, so they're Michal Shabbos, and if they're Jewish, so it's Shmir Shabbos. So you could ask, but wait a minute, Bechati Shir is also in the Torah anyway. So they still can't write one letter. So the Michas Chinuch says, no. It's only also because we're afraid you're going to finish the whole Shir. But here, their whole plan is to not finish the whole shir. If they finish the shir, they would mess up their plan. So we can be safe and not worry they're going to finish the shir. So the chatzis shir in this case is mutter. All right, a couple of other key points about the other half, about the chashivas point. So there is a maharash, there is a rash in Tvul Yom that's worth knowing about also. That the rash in Tvul Yom suggests that chatzis shir is not also when it's bataruvis, when it's mixed in with something else. So, and the Chavos Das in Yerida explains that that's because of the Chacham Tzvi's Svar about Achshavei. So Chatzis Shir is also because you gave it Chashivas. But if it's mixed in with something else, maybe you're not giving it Chashivas. Maybe it's only Chashiv because you're only eating it because of the Heter that's mixed in. So therefore, there's no necessarily indication from your action that it's that there's any Chashivas, and therefore it's Mutter. There's also a Chuvas, Maharash Engel, and his Chuvas also suggests that when you're dealing with a Chola, so whatever the rules are, depending on the Chola you're dealing with, that if it's a Chatishir of food, so there's no Isser at all. Because Chatishir is also because of a Chashivas. But if you're eating because you're sick, then that's not because you're Machshivit, it's because you have to. So therefore, in such a case, he says Chatishir doesn't apply. Okay, just to basically to wind it down. So, again, the Chacham Tzvi's point that there's no Isser by other things, other than Achila, is questionable from a number of angles. One of the angles is the Rambam. The Rambam, with the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam here, that towards the end, to the Rambam in Gzeila V'Aveda and in Hilchus Gneva. So normally, you're basically Chayiv for Gneva if you steal a Shavah Pruta. But the Rambam says, also steal even anything, even if it's less than a Shavah Pruta. And the Magid Mishnah says, how do you know? Chatzishir asu min haTorah. So that's another example of something that's not achila. But some achronim question: how could that be? How could you say that that less than a shavah pruta is asur from a chatzishir perspective? There's a complicated raya not that way, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that anything that's asur for Jews, anything that's asur for non-Jews, is asur for Jews also. The Gemara says, "Miyik emidu the Yisrael asur." Is there anything that's mutter to Jews and prohibited to non-Jews? No, there isn't. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, what about gazal pachach mishavah pruta? And if you're going to have less than a shavah pruta of gzela, so again, if there's no shiurim for non-Jews, so that's gzela. But for Jews, if we define it by a shavah pruta, so then less than a shavah pruta is apparently mutter. And isn't that an example of something which will be mutter for Jews and also for non-Jews? So it sounds like from that Gemara, like less than a shavah pruta is mutter. Then maybe you'll tell me, well, it's mutter, but it's only asur al chatzishir. So the problem is the Taishas and Chulin over here, which says explicitly that doesn't help for this question. When we say that anything that's asur for Jews has to be asur for non-Jews anyway, also. Anything that's asur for non-Jews has to be asur for Jews also. So Tosa says that's true even if it's only asur from chatzishir. Because take Evermin Achai. Evermin Achai is prohibited to non-Jews. And to Jews, really, you're only going to be chayiv in a kazayis and up. But less than a kazayis is chatzishir. So therefore, that counts. That's still considered to be something that's prohibited across the board. So that must imply then, if you put that together with the Gemara, then it must be that less than Shavah Pruta must be mutter, not even Asur al Chatzishir. And yet, here's the Magid Mishnah telling us that less than Shavah Pruta is Asur al Chatzishir. So a number of Achronim have the following Mahalach, which brings everything in back together. And it could be that really there are two issues in Chatzishir. There's the Siag, and there's the fact that when something is punishable at a certain point, then it's inherently usur as well. So it's only when something is always inherently usur, so then you have both aspects. You have the siyag, and you have the fact that it has something in it. But when something is only temporarily usur, so then it's only usur al tsiyag, but there's no inherent usur in the object itself. So that's, to go back to the Maral Nach we mentioned a little while ago, explaining the Rambam, right? The Maral Nach says the Rambam needs a separate pasuk for chametz, b'chatz yishir, because it's only a temporary usur. We said, what are you talking about? Yom Kippur is also a temporary usur. So he says, this is what the Maral Nach meant. Yes, he agrees that when something is temporarily usur, there is an isur chatz yishir because of the siyag, because we're afraid you'll finish it. But there's no inherent isur. There's nothing in the chayfetz itself. But when something is permanently usur, so then there's an isur in the chayfetz itself. And that's why the Rambam needs a special isur to tell you that chametz is an exception, has an isur in the itself. So that helps us for this whole Eivor Min HaChai and Shavu Pruta question. That Eivor Min HaChai is usur for across the board, because even though it's a different isur for Jews and for non-Jews, because for Jews it's chatz yishir, and for non-Jews it's Eivor Min HaChai straight. But that doesn't matter, because the chatz yishir of Eivor Min HaChai is also Eivor Min HaChai, because Eivor Min HaChai is also usur. So therefore a chatz yishir of it also has the properties of Eivor Min HaChai, and it's as if it's one isur that applies to the whole world. But when it comes to Shavu Pruta, so Shavu Pruta, the definition of mammon is Shavu Pruta enough. That's how we define money. So less than a Shavu Pruta is not money. If it's not money, then you can't steal it. So Bal Karchach, the whole definition of Gzela doesn't apply less than a Shavu Pruta. So if we are prohibiting less than a Shavu Pruta, so it's not because of Gzela, it's because of a Siag that we're afraid you're gonna come to steal something real. So therefore, when it comes to Shavu Pruta, so that's something which the prohibition for Jews and non-Jews would be coming from totally different places. And that's why the Gemara could say that this is an example of something that's prohibited for non-Jews but isn't prohibited for Jews. Because even though it is prohibited for Jews, but the prohibition is coming from somewhere else. Okay, so just to quickly recap what we spoke about. It's quite late. Just to quickly recap what we spoke about. So we mentioned that there is an issur of chatz yishir, that even when something is prohibited, is only punishable at a certain point, even less than that is prohibited. And it's machlokes gemara whether this is drabbanan or whether it's a derais, and if it's a derais either from the pasuk or from the svara. And then we mentioned that a couple of theories in achronim why this machlokes exists. Is it a question of all isurim in the Torah being gavra or chefza, or is it a question of whether achilah in the Torah is really only kazayas and up, or is it anything less? And then we mentioned the question of mitzvah saseh. Is there a positive concept of chatz yishir and mitzvah saseh? And then we mentioned the issue of klali and prati, the question of whether chatz yishir is a general issur that applies to everything in the sense of chatz yishir, whether it maintains the properties of individual issur. So nafka min is if you have an issur that has special qualities like klali akarim, and nafkaminas for whether or not they can join together as one big isur for purposes of malchus mardus, or whether it's separate things. And nafkamina also for Yom Kippur, when you're trying to have less than a shear of something, but you have to eat it because you're sick. So do we maintain the distinctions that apply even when a shear is full, or do we say less than a shear, it's all one big concept that doesn't have the prohibition as Tudeis and Ramban? And we discussed a couple of other Yom Kippur points, such as the fact that the Gemara says Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and Chatz Yishir, and what could that possibly mean? And the question of why is Chatz Yishir even relevant to Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur is all about being satisfied, less than that should be nothing. So maybe that shows you again that Chatz Yishir is not about following the rules of the Yisr. And then we discuss a little bit the question of Yom Kippur Shechalos B'Shav, is the question of Mechzedek, according to Reish Lakish, that Chatz Yishir is only Medrabanan, why don't we say have a Chatz Yishir, i.e. a Kazayas, and be Yotzei Shabbos without violating Yom Kippur? And we discussed one possible answer to that is that the chashivas of Shuda Shabbos will make it into an isser of Yom Kippur as well. And then we discussed the two Rambam, the Hilchos Shavuos, the idea the Rambam says the Shavua is Chal and Chatz Yishir and Nosasu Min HaTorah, and the Rashba disagreed. And it could be the question again is whether it has a specific isser in the Torah, whether it's a general floating concept. And then the question of if I take a Shavua on something, so is it on eating something, is it also even be Chatz Yishir? The Rambam says yes. The Ran says no, and apparently also the Rambam is telling you again that it's a separate Isser, it doesn't have the properties of the specific Isser. Then the question was, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah says that less than a Shir on Pesach is Isser because of a different positive of Le'achel. Everyone asks, why should that be? And the Maral Nach in the court of the Mishnah Melech is saying it's because of a temporary Isser, you need a special positive. And many Achronim suggest it's because the Rambam believes that normally Chatzishir doesn't have the properties, here it does have the properties. The Mechaskinik said it was because maybe Chametz has its own rules. We have the Nezah said it's because it's the Rambam believes that less than 50% is nothing and everything else, and Chametz is the exception to that. And we mentioned that many suggest it's related to another issue in Chatzishir, whether Chazlet Srufe is a Siag or an indication that you're dealing with something bad. If it's the siag, so maybe the last minute of Pesach or the mutter, so the pasuk is for that. And that's what the Chasam Sofer and the Shach Sari and Pekiv Eger and the Behuda all say. And the Chasam Sofer had that drasha because we were imitating the Jews at the time of Yisias Mitzrayim when they were at the lowest Madrega. And this has a couple of other nafkaminas. Situated, like for example, the Meiri that Shavuah is Chalon Chatzishir because the Chatzishir is mutter in that case, because he specifically said you're not going to do it. Other types of situations where we're not worried. Rav Zalman Nechemia thought that this was relevant to the question of Mitzvah Saseh, because if it's an indication of something bad, so the flip side is also an indication of something good, but the Gezeirah wouldn't apply to Mitzvah Saseh, and so on. And then we mentioned that the Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuvas says that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh doesn't have Mitzvah Chatzishir for two reasons. First of all, Chatzishir is only by Achila, and it's only because of Achshaveh, and here you're not Machshaveh, you're just living along around your house. So we mentioned the first point is highly debatable. It's first of all, when it comes to Shabbos, so Rashi seems to suggest the Chatzishir Das Min HaTorah applies to Melech Shabbos. We saw that many Rishonim believe that it's an Esed Rabbanan. The Torah's Konim seems to quote a pasuk. The Chagziyah thinks that's an Asmachta because the Tosef Nebet seems to also Esed Rabbanan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Shuvas writes that its majority opinion seems to hold the Raisa. And the question is though, what if you're talking about something that's not a Chatzishir but it's a Chatzi Melech, if it's a half an action? Not that you're carrying something too small, but you're only going 2 feet, 2 amas, or you're only doing an akira without a hanacha. So then many achronim explain that that's a whole different category. That's not chatzi shir, that's a chatzi melacha, and that's either an etzid rabbanan or mutter legamri. They mentioned the chaschinus etza for the avos to write one letter. How that's a chatzi shir. It's but it's mutter because that was their whole plan, and therefore we're not worried they're going to finish it. Then we just discussed some other ramifications of this achshavei idea. One, the Maharashtra's Shuvas that a chola it's mutter because there's no chashivas there, and the other was the Rashi's full yom that b'taruvus is mutter. So the Chavos Yudas explains that b'taruvus is mutter because we're not afraid you're machshav, maybe you're machshav behetzer. So then we just discussed the opinion of the Rambam that less than a shavapruta is also to steal, and the Magen Mishnah said because of chatzishir. And the question was, how does that work with the Gemara when the Gemara says that this is an example of something that's mutter for Jews and also for non-Jews? And Tosfos told us that even if it's only Asher Chatzishir, we still wouldn't call that mutter for Jews and also for non-Jews. So we saw that maybe there are two different concepts here. There's a concept of a siag and a concept of something inherent, and it's only certain things have that inherent idea. So and that's what the Maral Nach meant when it came to Pesach, but it has the siag, he knows, but it doesn't necessarily have the independent quality without that pasuk. And so here too, that the less than a Shavapruta, when the Rambam says you're allowed to steal it, so less than a Shavapruta, when the Rambam says also to steal it, so that's not because of Gzela, because it's not Mammon. So therefore, it can't be just called Gzela, it must be it's only a Siag. And that's why the Gemara says Mutter for Jews, because Mutter, as far as Gzela is concerned, even though it's Aser, else Chatzishir. Okay, so Ad Kan for that. So after Pesach, we'll have, after Pesach, after Purim, so very tired. After whatever festival it is coming up, after Sukkot, when we resume school, so we'll have other topics. There is a list that's made up that Bechalap has, which I can show you, of all the topics for the next 15 weeks or whatever. You guys prefer to have Marmar Komos in advance? Is that something people are interested in? Okay, so I could try, if you want to take this list here, if I could try to give you a list in advance, if that's something you're more comfortable with. And if anybody's interested in any of the Svarim, so the three different volumes are all available here, about $10 each. I probably do. Sorry? Yeah, they're all small. The reason is why. So you think that's the easiest thing? That's what you think it means. I think that's pshat in the Ramban. And that's pshat in the Ramban. That make sure you get the Ramban's three different ones. I think that's pshat. That he doesn't mean to say that it's. Yeah, that's why I don't think he means to say that it's the
Magen.
Yeah, I think that's the word.
But he said that was a there.
The Magen Mishnah.
Because he always says
Kamochatzis. Okay, could be. Goodbye. Did
you see something over here that